This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Kristen Ratledge is the program manager for Douglas Public Health. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, late yesterday, the agency put out a urgent public health report about illicit opioid overdoses in Douglas County. Tell us more.
Correct. So late Monday, we started hearing some reports of some increased overdoses in Douglas County related to opioids. And over the weekend, what we'd heard had happened was some EMS agencies were seeing increased overdoses, but there's no really confirmed reports at that point. It was just kind of some rumors. And we were able to find out yesterday there's actually confirmed 9 overdoses and 1 death related to this spike.
Obviously, a very serious issue, and what seems to be the culprit here?
We don't know for sure. It could be a few different things. It could be like a bad batch of heroin. It could be related to some fentanyl mixed in. We do know related to HIV Alliance using fentanyl test strips with people that are coming in and using their syringe exchange, that we've seen fentanyl in methamphetamine lately. So this could be something that we're just seeing that spike. Jackson County saw this spike about 3 weeks ago. So we were hoping it wouldn't come here, but I think we're seeing it.
Obviously, fentanyl used for a number of things. Sometimes people in crisis situations end up getting fentanyl, you know, going in an ambulance for regular situations. But getting it added into heroin or meth, talk about the effect of that.
This is a different kind. This is something that's coming from a different area. This isn't medical grade. So they're getting it mixed in and not exactly sure why it's going into meth at this point. But we know with heroin, it just increases the effects of the heroin. And that's why it's used in that.
And so if somebody is a user and maybe they normally use a certain amount, maybe they use more one day, then the amount of that, the impact of that is even bigger.
Yes, correct. Yep.
And so one of the, you had a number of sort of words of advice, if you will.
Absolutely.
To share with people.
The first thing is abstaining from drug use. It is the best way to eliminate the risk of overdose. There are some great programs here, medication-assisted treatment. ADAPT has a great program. If you want to get on that, they very easy to get into. So getting help is the first thing if you want to get treatment and be in recovery. The second thing is if you haven't been using, to really make sure that you know that your tolerance is lower and that reduce the amount that you would normally use. So such as if you've just been in the hospital, if you've been gone, if you haven't used for a few days, to make sure that you don't use the same amount that you were using before. And having a plan. Don't use by yourself. Don't use behind a closed door. Making sure you're with someone that you trust. And the biggest thing is having naloxone or Narcan available.
Yeah, and explain what those are and what they do.
Yeah, so it's the same medication. Naloxone is going to be the injectable form. Narcan is the one, it's a nasal form. And HIV Alliance gives those out for free at their syringe exchange. You can also get it from a pharmacy, from the pharmacist. And what this does is it counteracts the effect of an opioid. So if you are in an active overdose, you get a little bit of this medication internasally, such as the Narcan, it'll actually block those receptors so that for a little bit you'll not be in that overdose. However, you really need to go to the emergency room because you can go straight back into an overdose after about 45 minutes. That medication wears off.
And that's probably something that along the way as Narcan and naloxone have been talked about that maybe not everybody knows.
I think so. I think they think maybe if we just give a dose, give 2 doses, the person is going to be fine. What happens, though, is they can go right back into that overdose after the Narcan is not effective anymore. And that's where they really need to be in the emergency room or with medical professionals during that time.
Obviously, heroin and meth have been a big issue around Douglas County for really
a long time.
Yeah, really for decades. And you don't have to go very far to get from folks who would never consider using to maybe 1 or 2 people away from them finding out that they know somebody who is a user.
Absolutely.
Who has gotten sucked into it. It's not, as we've talked about in other interviews, not always the typical profile that somebody might think leads to that.
Correct. So this is a substance use disorder. This is not a moral failing. This is not something we should be judging people for. Anybody can be hit by a substance use disorder. It can be a friend, coworker, your parents. It is easy to get into, and it is easy to get help if you want it.
I know that some people would be concerned if they're around folks that are using and maybe they think they're ODing, but then they also, while they're concerned about their friend or family member, they wonder about, gosh, what happens if I, you know, call this in? Am I going to get sucked into this situation? Or maybe if they don't have the most perfect background, is it going to cause issues for their own mm-hmm. legal standing?
Yeah, so the Good Samaritan law, that's where that comes in. So this is a law that protects the person that is helping the person in overdose from being prosecuted for a few different things. One is possessing drugs or drug paraphernalia. So it protects that person calling. You want to use Narcan on someone and then call 911, and it protects that person. So police are going to show up and they're not going to arrest you for being there with that person.
So, of course, there's really not a way to tell how long this spike may continue.
We don't know. We're going to keep an eye on it. We believe it started happening probably mid last week is what we are thinking. And we're just every single day we're trying to get reports in to see where we're at.
All right. Kristen Rutledge from Douglas Public Health. Thanks for coming
in this
morning.
Thank you for having me.
And it's 8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.